At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pretty sure somebody anywhere in the country could go on NextGen and log in with our password and username.
That would be bad.
And then mess up our whole system.
That would be real bad.
Did you get the rundown, Eddie?
Did he really send a rundown?
Yes, I'm dead serious. You gotta see it.
I mean, you guys here.
He's lost his
mind.
Oh, my
gosh.
You guys always complain that you don't know what we're going to talk about, so I try something different.
Oh, wow, here it is. Sore losers. 20 fucking things?
I mean, guys, you want a rundown? We'll be here for a while.
But these are all your stories. What about the stories I want to tell?
Well, you didn't tell me about any. You didn't send me
any
prep.
You know what? I got my own rundown, boys. I'll send it to you right now.
I already know it.
Is Arnold in the bathroom?
No. He's still in Vegas.
He hasn't come back?
No.
Pulling a Cappy?
Well, we're going to be back there this week, so he's just waiting for Abby. He's already set up inside the Paris.
We're not going to be back there.
You're going to be back
Abby and I, so that's we.
We're staying together.
Hey, pull up the ticket sales again. I want to see.
No.
I got to
Bad out of hell. Bad out of hell Friday and Saturday. Or no, it's just Saturday.
Yeah, your show isn't even Friday.
Yeah, I don't know.
The clip is long, though, right? The drum lines?
I started over just in case for our intros. All right, I'm going to hit this live.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass. And they met another dumbass. And they became the dumbass trio the end.
I'm going to do it live, guys. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? What was he waiting for there?
Who?
Lunchbox.
I like to switch it up.
Okay.
It's called the Ginobili.
All right. I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, good morning, good afternoon,
good
morning.
Night. Wow.
Truman
Just in
Show.
Case.
And in case I don't see you, good night. It is Sizzin from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser. We are monogamous.
Yeah.
We are married. We have got a white picket fence, and that is also the name of my fantasy division, White Picket
Fence. Mine's still got a big dack. Why is it still I got a big dack?
Because you never said you wanted to change it.
Let's change it.
Well, what do you want to change it to?
I got a big rush.
That sounds sexual.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I got a big rush.
And the one issue with our fantasy.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hit the nail on the head. You can't see how, if you're watching live.
You're trying to piss him off early in the podcast.
And you go to the app, I cannot see how Derrick Henry got his points.
Correct.
That's so frustrating.
No, you just got to click 10 more times. And then go to ESPN.com.
Of all the things, you know what? That's my number one complaint.
Question, where were you watching the games?
At the house.
Oh, so your phone is right here to your left, your computer's to your right.
Why do you keep defending this?
No, hold on. So you just chose the phone when the computer's right there and you can just click on it,
the
right?
Computer? You can't do it on the computer either.
You absolutely can.
You click Derrick Henry and it tells you how many.
Absolutely.
No.
Because how I realized it is, water cooler talk, you're in the hallway, somebody goes, Derrick Henry had a good game. And what I wanted to say is the exact amount of touchdowns he had and how many yards, but I didn't know.
Right.
But I did know he got 20. Yeah, he had a great game, 22 points. What does that mean? Nothing. You need to know the yardage, the catches, the rushes, the touchdowns, the tugboats, the pay dirts, stuff like that. And let's stop calling it pay dirt, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
And let me tell you.
Okay, Derrick Henry, 22 rushes, 114 yards, well, one yeah, rushing TD.
Now.
Three receptions, 33 yards.
He's talking about during the game, jackass.
It's right here all the time.
No, it's not there.
You go to live scoring right here tonight. Yeah. I guarantee goddamn to you, anybody on the Rams or anybody on the 49ers, it'll have their stats.
Hold on.
It's but really
I,
that
but
easy.
But I don't have live scoring on the app.
You don't?
No.
Let me go
no,
check.
No, live scoring's on the app, but it doesn't tell you shit.
But it doesn't tell you how many points
oh,
they have.
Oh, so when you're right. sitting next to your computer or your phone, then pick up the computer.
I don't have a computer.
You don't have a computer?
I have a white picket fence, but I don't have a computer.
Oh, my
it's
bad.
It's Bazer's work computer.
My bad.
Thank you very much.
And okay. also, too, my favorite thing is checking the lineup early Sunday. We got early games. Let's look. I mean, I don't know if freaking Kamara's going to play or he's not going to play or what. I've got to go to a different website to find out if he's actually going
to
play.
Go to Roto World. They never miss.
Jeez
I love Sunday morning. I started out with Smutton scores. Those are the two things I love to look up. So, I listened back. I did some game tape review on Friday's podcast. I sounded at times like I was on crack cocaine mixed with meth.
Why, Coach?
I just felt I was a little over-anxious. We were talking over each other a little bit. So I feel like my role needs to be laid back, make fun of Lunch's voice, occasionally have some one-liners. I just felt I was way too aggressive. It might be my headphones. Maybe it was my microphone. I just didn't love Friday's podcast. When usually I'm very proud of it, I wasn't proud of that. And I'm sorry to the truckers.
You know what?
You know, and I'm sorry, Eddie.
Hold on. No, you know what?
Eddie is so upset about if Alvin Kamara is playing or not on that early game, so he went to MyFantasyLeague.com. Why do you care?
Because I was playing the guy who has Alvin Kamara.
Oh.
And the dumbass got eaten by my fantasy. A victim of MyFantasyWooBox.com, the guy I was playing.
He started him?
He started Kamara.
Well, I talked
Why?
A little...
Because the website doesn't tell you if he's
Wait,
playing
Wait, what
or not.
Team are you?
I'm Coach Eddie.
Okay, because the guy you're playing started Austin Ekeler and James Robinson.
Ah, damn, it's one different league.
And he does not have Alvin Kamara on his roster.
God, fast.
So it doesn't matter.
Hey, question.
So I mean, the website you went to was not My Fantasy League, so you're blaming My Fantasy League for something that did not transpire.
Ray, I'm with you.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
Isn't that amazing how Eddie blames whatever website he went to is the one he couldn't tell?
Ray,
but
I'm
it's
with
my
you.
Fantasy League's fault.
I've been listening back to Coach. I think there are too many voices on this podcast. I think I'm going to lay low. I think I'm just going to lunch. Just
hey,
take it away, man.
Hey, it's just lunch.
You know what, Ray? I'm with you on this, dude. I was listening too, and I was not happy with what I heard. A lot of voices.
And also, I big talked a little too much about fantasy, how I was going to win the 2300.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose this week.
All right. Lunch, take it away.
He's going to lose this week. So, like the week he said he was going to go undefeated.
Exactly.
And he's already going down the tubes.
That's fantasy.
And the crazy thing is the person Ray played had Jared Goff on the bench.
Damn.
Well, he also had Penny who went off for 50.
I know, but
30.
If he would have played Jared Goff, I mean, whoever he played, only got like, I think it was Derek Carr, had like 11 points.
It was amazing.
So, yeah, he has Cup
who,
versus.
Who would you pick, Cup or Deebo Samuel for tonight?
Cup.
Dang it. I got Deebo. it's basically all even. He's got Cup. I got Deebo. He's up by five.
Mm. It's tough to make up 5 points.
It is tough.
It could happen.
I need Cup to have his most pedestrian game of his career, and then I need Deebo to get at least 2 touchdowns. Mm. He's got to, really, for me to win.
If he has a pedestrian game, like what do you think? Like 50 yards is pedestrian?
6 catches for 70 yards, and I think I got a chance. Just okay. No touchdowns.
It's possible.
Cup can't get any touchdowns.
If he gets a touchdown, I think you're in trouble.
Oh, I'm effed. But guys, Deebo has to get at least 1, 2 would be awesome.
Anything is possible.
And Ray, since you think you get bamboozled a lot on this podcast, instead of, you know, waiting for your inside betting tip, we'll go ahead and just do it right now. Go ahead and tell us what you wanted to tell us.
Okay, and then...
Because we've been talking NFL, college football, you know, that's the big thing right now. But Ray came to me and he was like, guys, I got an inside source on the NHL.
So, Eddie, will you please Google when NHL season starts?
October 13th.
And I will continue to filibuster until that date has been confirmed.
It starts 2023?
Next year?
You want to go into next year or this year?
Preseason today.
Yeah, but I think the regular season starts.
I'll tell you right now, guys.
Sometime.
And wow. Filibustering.
Oh, damn, a lot of preseason games. How many preseason games? There we go. We got it. It's Friday, October 1st, 7th. Friday, October 7th, Sharks Preds.
It starts this Friday?
Yeah.
You're sure?
Yeah.
So, did you guys see the score of the Predators and Tampa Bay Lightning the other day in NHL preseason?
No. Why the f- would we know that score?
Well, I'll answer the question that I just asked to you guys by myself. It was 7-1 Predators over Tampa Bay Lightning.
Okay.
Tampa Bay Lightning was in town. The whole team was in town.
Yeah, because their whole city was flooded.
Yeah.
All right.
Their arena they couldn't get into.
Maybe a little insensitive to give you this lock this early because Eddie is correct, Hurricane Ian. But anyways, they were in town, front office, people associated with the team. One of my friends is amazing friends with somebody in the organization. I cannot tell you the position.
Pekka.
I'll tell you guys off mic so that you know I'm not totally crapping.
I got it. Johansson.
Do you want me to mute him and then say it?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So there's
got it,
there's
Ellis.
People in
the-
So
Soros.
So she's best friends with this person that has that position.
In the
Tampa Bay Lightning organization.
So we're guessing the wrong.
Okay.
Stamkos.
Higbee.
Sure. I don't know. But
Higbee plays
the person said they probably have a staff of 150, so that's fine.
There's no chance they have 150.
It's a broad swipe. But the person said.
Who else did I like on the Lightning last year?
This is the voices he was talking about.
Hey, yeah.
Too many voices.
Tampa Bay Lightning are not going to be good this year. To the point that they might not even make the playoffs, but I looked it up. 8 teams make it in each conference. 4, you know, it ends up being a lot of the teams. Half the NHL makes the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's not a smart bet, even though you could get 4 or 5 times your money. The bet is this.
They still got point?
Yeah. So Tampa Bay Lightning, the over-under is at 102 points, which, Eddie, that ends up equating to like 50 wins. They have 82 games.
And you're saying, so the over-under is 102 points. And you're saying they're not going to make the playoffs?
That's a stretch. If you want to bet that, take that. You can win 4 or 5 times
your
money.
So you're saying over 102?
Under, because I'm saying they're going to be bad. So it's even money, over under 102 points, which ends up being about 50 wins. So it's under that. Last year, that's what they were.
What about Foot?
I don't know who
is that.
Is
that who you're friends with?
How many games do they play?
They play 82.
Oh,
coach, I just don't see it. Like, even if they scored, let's do the math here. If they scored average 2-3 scores a game.
But it's okay, you're confusing with goals and points. You get 2 points for a win.
Oh, got it. Okay, my bad. I was like, there's no way they score more than
1 point if you go to overtime and lose in a shootout.
Where's this bet? Bovada?
Yeah, you can have it anywhere. So you would go under 102.5 for the Tampa Bay Lightning. It is an absolute lock, and right now, guys, I'm going to tell you to lock it up.
We won't. I mean, we're going to have to wait a whole year to see the result of that one. But
I'm so interested. I mean, I don't know.
Are you interested?
I mean, the team
no,
almost.
You're not.
Hey, they've gone to the finals like 3 years in a row, and Ray says they're not even going to make the playoffs, basically.
And they're only going to score 102
goals. He
said
they're going to be so bad.
Take from it what you will, inside info. And I give that to the chief.
I will say, though, making a bet early is the way to do it. I mean, you should be doing your NFL parlays today.
Over it, for this weekend, you're saying?
For this weekend.
Why?
Because the point changes so much.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You only want to do it if you think the line's going to move against you. If you're going to get more points, you want to wait.
Do you know when the line's going to move? Do you know why the line's going to move?
Don't the sharps bet it right away?
Some do, but then some know, okay, they look. I don't know how you do this, but you can look at the whatever the board and say, okay, it's trending this way, and they are able to tell because they've been in the business, I guess, so long, so they know. Okay, you know what? You can get the Eagles -6 right now, but if you wait, a lot of money is going to come on the Cardinals, so you can maybe be able to get them -4 later in the week.
Well, and they know the popular teams. Usually, teams bet the Chiefs,
yes.
So that line's going to change. If you're a Chiefs fan, it's going to change in your favor or whatever. It's going to,
yeah.
I don't necessarily know which direction, but they know. They know what the public bets on: Cowboys, Chiefs,
Cowboys,
teams like that.
Yeah, Bucks.
So if you're going against them, I don't know what that would end up being if you bet it early or late. I really don't know how to do that.
Yeah. Okay, all right, guys. Can we go back to the rundown, please?
Yeah, you want to go back to the rundown?
Yes. Number one on the rundown.
Okay. What surprised you most in the NFL this weekend?
Oh, that's a good question, Lunchbox.
Well, I mean, look.
What? Hold on.
Instead of breaking down every game, we come in here and we talk about stupid, meaningless games.
Yeah.
So,
what surprised me the most? That the Cowboys are 3-1. I mean, is that not surprising to everyone? I understand they played the Commanders, but is it not surprising that the Cowboys are 3-1?
Yeah, they should be 2-2 because I thought they would lose to the Bengals.
Like, it's just crazy. As soon as Dak went down, I thought our season was over, boys.
Right. You did. Absolutely, you thought the season was over.
And it is the exact opposite today. We are going to the Super Bowl.
Yes, of course you are.
Let's go, Cooper. Let's go, Cooper.
So do I need to get Cooper instead of Dak on my fantasy team?
Yes. If you have Dak on your fantasy team, drop him, pick up Cooper Rush.
Hey, people drop Zeke, let's be real.
If you like 12 points a game, do it.
It's been impressive what Dan Quinn and that defense has been lights out. They've been incredible every single game since Dak left. I mean, they were even good against the Bucs. They gave up 19 points, which is not a lot of points in the NFL. But they have been dominating fools the last 3 weeks with Cooper Rush.
Props to the fans for sticking it through, because usually they're bandwagoners. Stadium's been full even with Cooper Rush.
Yes.
So
now the question is, Dak is going to come back this week.
Yeah.
But you want Cooper.
Oh, he's coming back for the Red River rivalry?
Is it 100% Dak's playing this week?
I think he said he's aiming to be back for the Rams.
No, I know what he said. But, he would have played yesterday if he wanted, if they let him.
There's three people that are going to be back for the Red River rivalry weekend. And it's
you're talking Texas OU.
Yeah, you're talking college.
It's Quinn Ewers is back.
That is not on the rundown.
Dak is back. And guess what? Texas football, we're back.
Is this what you want?
I don't care.
Is this what you want for our podcast?
No, I don't care.
I thought we were trying to go for order here.
No, I really don't.
You went from NFL to college, Red River rivalry. That's not even. Is that even this weekend?
Yes.
Oh. Are you drunk?
No.
It's the biggest week right now for frats and sororities.
Really?
In Texas.
I really want to see Texas.
Hey, did you see the old Mrs. Frats fighting in the stands?
It was the Zetas versus
that's
the Kappa.
That's not on
Kappa,
the rundown. What
it, it was a great video.
There were a lot of bad punches.
Well, a lot of bad punches, but then there's one group that's in sports coats at a football game.
Well, you're already at a disadvantage because those sports coats are impossible to move.
That's Ole Miss.
I'm like, I don't want to be in the frat that has to wear a sports coat to the freaking football game. I want to be the guys that are wearing the polos that are looking like they're having fun.
Well, the coats are the ones that are going to get the.
I don't know. The other frat can get just the same.
They all get.
They were all getting punched. Yes. Yeah. And so it was a pretty good video. It was a pretty good little fight. I mean, it went on for a good 30.
Can we go back to the rundown?
Yeah. It doesn't.
What was your most surprising?
The Patriots. Bill Belichick. Guys, never doubt.
Made you think that was so surprising?
Never doubt Bill Belichick. Never tell me, it was all Tom Brady. Bill Belichick.
They lost.
They beat the Packers?
No, they didn't. They lost. So what the are you talking about?
They took Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest of all time, with a third-string quarterback who had never played in the NFL.
Coach, Zappy.
He looks just like Mac Jones.
He looks like Mac Jones'
twin
brother.
I turned it on, I'm like, Mac is back? No, it's not.
He looks just like him.
He really does.
Exactly like him. I'm like, did they look and say, okay, we're going to draft this guy because he looks like Mac Jones?
I swear they could have put a Mac Jones jersey on him and not said anything, and people would have been like, dude, Mac played great.
Yeah. He didn't take very many chances.
He didn't look hurt.
They didn't throw it as much, but they ran the ball a lot more. But, Mac Jones, good to see him out there.
Okay, so they still lost the game.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
Every
week. So wins and losses don't matter.
Bill Belichick is unbelievable. He's so unbelievable.
What about his son?
What about his son?
Would you take them both to Aruba or just Bill?
His son looks like the artist from Wedding Crashers. Stop yelling at me, Alan.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He looks like Joe
Dirt. That's who he looks like.
But I was so impressed with what Bill Belichick does week in and week out. He has, I feel like, no talent on the team. Like, they just let their best players go.
Stevenson's good.
And you think, they're going to suck. They're going in there with Brian Hoyer. Oh, he gets hurt. This is going to be a blowout. Nope, sorry, guys. We're going to go ahead and fight them all the way to the end of overtime. 3 seconds left overtime, whatever it was. They kicked the field goal to win.
Coach,
he's so smart.
But Rodgers got nothing. He's got nothing to play with.
And
Aaron Jones, he's good. But
Jones is good.
Everyone knows he's going to run the ball. Like, that's really the only chance the Packers have to beat you. Aaron Rodgers ain't going to do crap. It sucks, man. It's like last week when we saw Aaron and Brady, Rodgers and Brady. It's like, this is a terrible game. Like, you guys don't have anything to play with. Now we realize that you guys need the whole team. It's not just you two guys. You need a good team to actually win Super Bowls.
11 guys, damn right.
Yeah, it's weird because, it's Aaron Rodgers' fault a little bit of that, because Devontae Adams wanted out because Aaron Rodgers kept threatening to retire. And he's like, well, I don't want to stick around. If he's going to retire, I don't want to be here. And then Aaron Rodgers wants the most money. Guess what? When you get the most money, guess what you can't pay?
Other players.
Yeah. Got to get all these random wide receivers that no one's ever heard of, all these rookies. And you think, oh, yeah, you know what? That's going to be it. We're going to win with them.
Ray, what surprised you the most this weekend in NFL?
Oh, my God. You don't have to ask it like that. It's what just a conversation. It's just something to get your mind going.
Because you said.
I thought that was a good transition.
No, because you said, man, I really wish we knew what we were talking about every day. So I try it, and this is what I get.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So I thought more games were going to be affected by Hurricane Ian, I believe is how it's said. So Hurricane Ian was supposed to affect Tampa Bay and the Chiefs. They played in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was blown away by that
Coach,
they got the hurricane.
Really? Blown away?
Okay.
Too soon.
I was thrown. I was
winded.
I was washed by it, dude. I just thought the weather was going to, because then it went, did you see the hurricane went up through Charleston,
yeah,
into New York, into Philly? I thought there was going to be crazy weather all over the place. I mean, Philadelphia.
Did you not see the Philly game?
But it had a little bit of rain. They still put up points, though.
Yeah, they ran the ball.
Is that it?
Yeah.
They ran. Fell down 14-0.
Did you watch football this weekend, Coach?
Red zone for about 12 straight. Considering the London game, I watched 12 hours of football on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, the London game, let me tell you.
It was awesome, dude.
I don't have NFL Network.
Loser.
And no, it's not available with my TV provider.
Do you need a couple dollars?
No.
Yeah,
it is
you need
not
cash?
It is not available with my TV provider.
You good, dude?
So I wake up on Sunday morning, and I have
Give
the Eagles.
Give me your man card.
What
time was church?
We don't go to church.
What?
So we have the Eagles pinned. I have the Eagles pinned as my eliminator.
Coach, you need to go to church.
Then I read Kamara's out, and I'm like,
did you see that on WooBox?
That wasn't announced till Sunday.
That's why I said when I woke up Sunday morning.
With a wood.
And it wasn't announced on MyFantasy.
Were you at full mass?
I don't remember. And
you can't tell.
Kamara was out. Winston's out. Michael Thomas is out. I'm like, okay, Vikings is the pick. And every year I pick the Vikings, they seem to eliminate me. Like when they were 15-point favorites a couple years ago.
I thought they were your Super Bowl team.
Yeah, the dark horse.
Hawkins.
Hawkins, a horse.
And so I had to sit there and watch it. How I got updates is I would go to ESPN.com and watch the little line go through the air when the football would move.
There
or they would run it.
There are websites you can
in. Don't even talk to them about
it. You ever heard of meth streams?
You ever thought about going to
I've
a
never.
Bar?
It's clean.
No, I've never gone to a bar at 7 in the morning.
You should. It's open.
How's it going, Hank? I'll take an orange juice and a
I don't think the local sports bar was open at 8:30 for that game.
Tin Roof opens up at 7.
The diner's open 24 hours, and they stream football.
Yes. So I'm sitting there
going, B-Dubs was open.
Okay, they drive right down, score 7-0. I'm like, hell yeah, this is what my survivor pick's supposed to do. This eliminator pick.
You celebrated 2 minutes into the game.
Yes, because when you drive down that easily, you think, okay, this is going to be an all-day thing.
Come on, computer animated little guy on ESPN.
Yes, exactly.
The line goes,
that is exactly how I was watching whenever I would sit down for 10 minutes. All right, let me get an update. Oh, my God, it's tied. Oh, my God, they're losing. What the? Okay.
Come on, anime.
Okay. Here we go. They're going to kick a 60-yard field. Oh, my God. They made a 60-yard field goal. You've got to be kidding me. Okay, cool, cool, cool. We're down three.
How is the ding and doink on the website?
I didn't even know it was a double doink until the Saints or the Vikings go down and score a touchdown. I'm like, hell yes. Miss the extra point. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. How do you miss the extra point? So now it's only a three-point ball game. So now, but there's only 20 seconds left. No problem. First play from scrimmage. 25-yard pass from Andy freaking Red Rocket Dalton. They're already in field goal range. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. All right.
I got that reporter, Ray.
We're lining up for the field goal, and I just see no good. That's it. I had no okay, I advance. I'm in. Then I see the highlight of the double doink. And
what, how long after the double doink did you actually see the footage of the double doink?
Oh, a couple hours.
Thank God the double doink faded, or that thing was going right through the uprights.
Oh, my God.
It last second started to fade, and then I couldn't even tell if it went on the – when it did the first doink, you saw it, but then the second one, you didn't know which side
of it. I mean, the Saints coach even cheered like it went in, and then he was like, it didn't go in like when I saw –
How often –
But you know who loved all that? London. They're into kicking.
How often does the soccer ball hit the cross of the goal, the bar?
A lot.
All the time, right?
Yeah.
You're not telling me that in London, where they play football, that the football gods weren't like, ah, you bring American football here, this is what we do to you. How many? How often does a freaking football hit the crossbar and then the upright, then the crossbar, and then kick back?
Only once.
Exactly.
Bears playoff game.
Exactly. Oh, what's his name?
Parky.
Double doink.
It was.
This is some London shit right there.
I mean,
dude.
The Vikings though are like my nemesis. Every year I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna pick them, and I know automatically it's gonna be stressful. But when they score 7-0, I'm like, this is finally. They're gonna blow them out of the water. It's gonna be no problem. Good God, but at least I survived and advanced.
You people that live in Vegas and get football at, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
on Sundays? Amazing. To wake up at 8:30 and have football?
Yes, amazing.
And to know all you have to do the entire day is watch games is priceless.
Then everybody, because the number one pick in the Eliminator this week was? Who would
Philly.
You get? No, Packers. Everybody had the Packers. So I'm going, oh my God, if the Patriots win this game. Oh, and they came up just short. It was so... It would have been eliminated. It would have been amazing.
You were rooting for Zappy.
I was rooting for Zappy. Zappy didn't come through for me. Eddie, what do you got going on?
Ray, what surprised in college football, Ray?
No, Ray didn't even talk about the NFL.
Oh.
Yeah, I just did.
Yeah, he did.
The weather.
Oh, that was
yours.
You
weren't listening.
Sorry.
So, Ray, college, surprised you the most?
Okay, I'm never sending a run. I'm never going to send you guys topics again.
I like the topics.
I do, too.
No, but you are such asses about it.
No, I'm not, coach. I don't want to screw it up.
I didn't know there was one for college on that.
Yeah, it's number two.
Here's the most surprising.
Were you not prepared for that?
Here's the most surprising thing about college. OU. OU sucks.
Well, their quarterback
okay, Texas. Went out. Okay, Texas.
I didn't say Texas was good.
No, OU sucks. Isn't that what they say?
Hey, their quarterback.
OU sucks.
Did you not see the body bag they had to bring on the field?
He got hurt. Where were they? In K-State, where was he? Was he in the game against K-State last week?
Did they lose?
Yes.
Oh.
They got blown out by K-State last week, blown out by TCU this week.
Ooh. I don't look
bad. Look.
Before I left Vegas, I was all drunk. We're hanging out with Oklahoma people, and I go, hey, Dylan Gabriel, early watch for Heisman. Y'all heard it here first.
Yeah, I know.
I doubt it was the first place they'd heard it.
Well, yeah, really, no one was saying that, Coach. I think we were the only ones.
It was pretty shocking.
Yeah, that is shocking.
OU is just in the dumps. They sucked. They're not very good. So now you look at the top 25. Who's in it? TCU, Kansas, Oklahoma State. I mean,
Big 12, baby.
Kansas State.
Shut the
Come on, guys.
No.
Big 12.
No, you going into Saturday, you said, don't worry, Kansas will lose this week.
I said, I think
Iowa State. We're going to lose it.
Iowa State should have beat us. They missed three field goals. They
should
have won.
Well, they didn't, though.
They
you can keep
won.
Saying should have, could have, would have. Well, they didn't.
I understand
works
that.
In hand grenades and blackjack.
Thank you. Cobras and condoms.
I understand they didn't, but. It was they should have lost that game, I believe. I believe they should have lost that game. Now, the big thing is, game day is going to Lawrence for the first time ever.
Are you
Why
going?
Would they go there over Red River rivalry?
Because it's two
who cares about
teams.
Texas and Oklahoma?
Yeah, who cares about Texas and Oklahoma? They go there all the time.
Yeah, who cares?
Neither one of them are ranked. I don't think Texas is ranked.
No, they're not. They both suck.
TCU and Kansas are undefeated, both ranked. So
we're going to Lawrence, baby.
Who the hell is TCU? Texas Cincinnati University?
Christian.
Texas Community University?
Christian.
The hell is TCU?
The Horny Toads.
And Kansas is terrible.
No, they're not.
They're not very good.
No, they're not. Yes, they are. Kansas?
Why are they going? Why is Game Day going there?
Because they're undefeated and they're in the lead in the Big 12.
Yeah,
and,
man.
You know what? Game Day makes terrible decisions.
No, they don't.
They went to App State. What do you mean?
That was terrible.
So where would you rather them go?
You want to go to Georgia every week?
You want to go to Alabama every week?
You guys reading from the script?
That's badass.
That's good.
Yeah, that was number three on the list.
I mean, they could go to the OU-Texas game.
What do you want, dude?
So where it's the best crowd.
The loser of the Texas OU game will have three losses on the year already.
You don't think they're going to show up? They're not going to show up in Lawrence? They're going to come out, dude, blazing.
It's going to be mayhem.
Are you going?
No.
I didn't.
Brother Pitts is talking about going.
Guys,
he's going to be the only person over 30.
Guys, no, you and Brother Pitts.
At game day? Old people don't go to game day.
Yes,
When it's the first time.
He couldn't make it on Saturday.
Really?
That's not funny.
He couldn't make it?
Eddie.
No, he didn't.
Take back what you said.
Can you bleep that?
Yeah.
That's the thing. In Lawrence, it's never been there. So it's going to be people of all ages. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be jam-packed.
Like, what is chaos? Like, are you talking about people having sex?
Yeah, like,
No, but there's going to be so many.
Orgies.
There's going to be so many people there that it's going to be one of their best showings of the year for game day.
Man, you should go.
I'm not going to go.
Combined, Pitts have probably seen a total of 30 seconds of Kansas play football this year.
No, I've seen longer than 30 seconds.
Okay, a minute.
No, I've seen a couple halves. Half here, half there. But I haven't watched a full game. But that's fine. It doesn't matter.
How far is Lawrence from an airport?
There's one there.
Is it private or is it public?
No, you can.
I can't answer that.
Never happens when I fly private.
I guess you could. I don't know if you can fly into Topeka. I figure you fly into Topeka. That may take like boop, boop, three stops, and then it's like 30 minutes from Topeka.
You can land the jet in Lawrence.
Because I'm curious, is it just going to be Lawrence people, or is there going to be people from all over that go back in for this?
I think all over.
Okay.
And will Bill Self be there?
For sure.
Yeah.
What about Ibuka?
De Sosa
doesn't go there anymore. He wasn't part of the national championship team.
Yeah.
You guys forget about that. And then all this talk. Oh, Arkansas has a chance. Guys, don't ever doubt Alabama.
They did for about 30 seconds on
Saturday. About 30 seconds when Bryce Young got hurt, and then they realized, you know what? We're Alabama. We'll still kick your ass.
Oh, Arkansas was just hurting people left and right.
You see that backup for Alabama?
He's as good as Bryce.
He's got wheels.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I feel like even the third stringer comes in, he's still as good as Bryce. Like,
that's
everybody on that team is so good.
That's the difference between Alabama and everybody. Like everybody else, like, oh, we're playing with our backup quarterback. This so and so's hurt. Guess
what? Matter.
Exactly. Alabama, guess what? You don't think players get hurt, and guess what they do? They just put them in and say, go win. Dude. Sort of like the Patriots with Bailey Zappi. They didn't make excuses. They said, hey.
No, they had Hoyer in first, coach.
But he got hurt, and they thanked
God for that.
And Zappi went up to him, and the coaches went up to him and said, hey, man, time to go play football. Get out there. That's what they said.
And I'm telling you right now, the Zappi jersey, who's number one in jersey sales? Is it Rodgers? Is it Brady?
Right now it's Cooper Rush.
I'm telling you right now, the number one jersey sales the end of the week is going to be Zappi. Because Bob Menery invented the word Zap. So whenever you drink, it's Zap. So whenever me and my buddy Justin drink, we're like, hey, hand me another Zap. Hey, did you zap one off? Yeah, I zapped it. Hey, are you getting? And then if you get drunk, it's called you're getting zapped.
That's cool, man.
You're getting all zapped tonight. So the fact that now there's a quarterback that has the name Zappy.
That's awesome.
That, I'm guaranteeing on Friday, the ratings are going to be in. It'll be higher than Tim Tebow, his jersey sales when he was in the NFL, and I'll hang up and listen.
Ray, speaking of Zap, who would you fire this year? Any coaches or players?
Well,
did you win anything betting college? Did you see any? Did you watch anything? You're like, damn it. Like,
no.
Like, I didn't
watch too much.
Did you believe now? Do you believe, like, okay, I should just bet Alabama every week?
Go ahead and give me your man card. What do you mean you didn't watch football?
Not a lot of college football.
Did you?
Alabama, Arkansas, I watched that.
Do you now believe, okay, maybe I should just bet Alabama every time?
No. Did they?
Yeah, they covered.
It was
like
20. Oh, it was scary, though. It was that last touchdown, though.
They covered.
That last touchdown. I don't know, Coach. I mean,
Alabama's just so freaking good.
They are really
Alabama,
good.
Georgia. I mean, the top is so good, and then it's just a bunch of
Like, well, I mean, Ohio State's up there.
That's what I said. It's top three, and then
Ugh.
Well, Georgia.
Ugh.
I thought my phone
had a bad game.
Dude, I was looking on ESPN. It said 16-3. They're down to Missouri. I'll go, we have turned this game on. I swear to God, my app's effed up. And they threw on the game, and it was literally 16-3 Missouri. I thought my phone effed up the score.
I looked at it. I was like, no way. I was like, really? I was like, hey, we're going to pause main race. Let me go watch this real quick.
We watched the entire end.
And I was like, okay, maybe they are losing. All right, we'll go ahead and watch this. She goes, I'm going to go to bed. I was like, yeah, you go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm watching that game.
Dude, that was awesome. Missouri sucks. How the hell did they hang with them and almost beat them?
Happens.
What's that wave thing they do there?
What, Missouri?
Is that at Missouri? Yeah, it's in Missouri, right?
I think you're probably talking about Iowa when they...
Iowa.
Yeah, that's what the kids
they
in the
wave
hospital.
At the hospital.
There's a hospital across the street?
Yeah, children's hospital, so that before the game, they turn and wave to them. Yeah.
What were you going to say about it?
I've never seen it.
Pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Because the hospital overlooks the stadium, so the kids can watch the game from the...
That's really cool.
In Ole Miss, they have the Kleenex, I think, and the women wave it in the air. That's what wave they do there, if you were talking about that.
And at Texas A&M, they have guys in white suits that pump up and down on their... I don't know what they do.
Gyrate.
They're in white overalls.
They're in white overalls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they're called yell leaders.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Speaking of A&M, when is Jimbo Fisher, like, when does he get in trouble? Like, when
that's
is it, like,
such a good point. Would you fire Jimbo Fisher? Because that's
point,
the next
at
topic.
At what point? Okay, I'm never sending it again.
No, stop. I'm serious.
No, I'm not.
Coach,
done.
We're at number three.
Done.
We're moving.
I think people think it's funny.
When?
Not him.
Does Jimbo, no, it's so annoying. Because it's so annoying.
When does Jimbo get fired?
No.
Would you fire him?
Well, what is your angle?
He gets paid... like over $10 million a year,
yeah,
I believe.
But that's going to happen.
Okay, no. And he comes in, all these recruiting classes. Look, we got all these recruits. They don't win shit. They don't beat anybody.
Coach.
Little warning on the F.
They lose to App State. They lose to Mississippi State. They should have lost to Arkansas. I mean, when are they going to be good?
And they don't score points.
They don't score points. All these excellent recruits, when are they going to be competitive? Like, when are they going to be in the talk? Oh, one of the best. They're terrible. Like, at what point?
I'm not going to argue that one, Coach.
And no kids respect A&M. The kids know about one school in Texas, and that's Hook'em Horns, Texas, and I'll hang up and listen.
Not
but
anymore.
He's getting all these recruits.
Now TCU.
UTSA.
Yeah, where were you on Friday?
I was in the McDonald's parking lot waiting for you.
No, I was there. I was tailgating.
I had a McFlurry.
But
Andy.
I'm just surprised.
I was right by Section B.
Like, do A&M fans, are A&M fans upset? Because all we hear about is UT. Usually, no one talks about A&M because no one really cares. But I want to know if A&M fans are like, damn, it's about time to get a new coach. Like, I understand you bring in recruits, but recruiting only goes so far. You got to coach them up.
Listen.
Because they.
Here's a Jimbo clip.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
Oh, that's when he fought with Saban.
Yeah. And guess what's going to happen this weekend? A&M is going to get their ass kicked.
What's the line?
Alabama.
Hey, what's the line, Bama?
Go ahead and look that up.
I'll bet it right now.
You better take Alabama. You might as well do an alternate spread and just put 20 more on there. Because you don't think Nick Saban's going to run it up after this little Jimbo fiasco this offseason when Jimbo's running his mouth? Oh my God, he's going to destroy them. It is going to get so ugly. And I don't even care if Bryce Young can play. He doesn't have to play.
There you go. Here's Alabama. My daddy, Alabama. Mama Louisiana. I got to put that clip on there. Anytime you talk about Alabama.
I like it, Coach.
That's a great idea. Because I really think that Jimbo Fisher underachieves year after year after. I mean, when has A&M been in the conversation?
Manziel. Mike Evans. Exactly.
Do they beat anybody now? They don't beat any big good teams.
Are they going to beat Alabama?
No. Alabama,
Mama Louisiana. Eddie, you find that line, or does it take you this long to find lines?
I'm still scrolling down. What time is the game at?
Good God.
God, you are so. All you would have to do is type in.
Is it a night game?
Oh, my God.
God dang. I'm looking for the helmet.
Our research department is struggling.
Struggling. I mean.
Well, if it's a night
24.
Game, oh, they'll roll.
Alabama minus 24. Yeah. It is going to be a 40-point game. They are going to destroy A&M.
Eddie, which side of the Bama were you on? Did you do?
I got it. It's 24 and a half.
Thank you. Did you on Saturday, did you do the minus 17 or the plus 17?
I did the plus 17. And then I got it live at plus 23. 23
you
and a half.
You were off by one?
I won that one.
Oh.
23 and a half, yeah, I ended at 23.
I won that one.
Woo!
That was a close one, boys.
No, because they almost scored at the end again.
I think. Know.
Yeah.
You got to let people, you got to quit letting people corrupt your mind.
It wasn't. It was.
I told you, Alabama, every time.
Yeah. My daddy, Alabama.
Yeah, but that's what the SEC needs to just say. My daddy, Alabama.
My daddy, Alabama.
Mama Louisiana. What was it?
All right. So who is good in the NFC?
No, who? Stop.
What?
Stop with it.
What?
What was it about Arkansas that you thought they could hang with Alabama?
Coach, Arkansas is a good team.
What?
Arkansas is a good team. That quarterback's what? Jefferson or whatever, he's badass. I mean, he couldn't do crap on Saturday. But they have two good running backs. They play hard. I felt like if Texas could give them a run for their money, I never did I think Arkansas would win the game. But okay. That third quarter, when they started making a run and started scoring easily, I mean, the defense just needed to step up and stop Alabama, and they couldn't, and that was it. But when they hurt Bryce Young, I'm like, oh, load up. That's when I got the 23.5.
Oh.
I'm like, load up. They lost a receiver, and they lost Bryce Young in a matter of 5 minutes. I'm like, load, and the line wasn't moving, really. And I'm like, load it up.
Push
load
your
it
chips
up.
In.
Push it in. So I won.
How much did you go live bet with?
20.
Whoa. How much was your original bet on that one?
5.
Wow.
So I lost I think that was part of a parlay too. I did like 4 parlays.
College. Okay. Did you hit any of them?
No, man. But my NFL parlay though, I did 13 games. I won 8
so
out of 13. I lost 4 games. Pushed 1. Pretty good.
No, you weren't even close.
Were there money lines too?
No. They're all spread.
Okay. Not terrible.
It's pretty damn good. Missed 4 games out of 13.
But individually, you would have won money as a sure. parlay.
But that's a lot of money to individual. I spent $1 on this thing to win
$5 times 13, 50, 65.
I would have had to bet $65, yeah. And I don't have that in the hopper.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
In the kitty. 65 is not in the kitty.
Do you need a couple dollars?
Yeah, do you need to borrow some money?
Well, he needs money.
I don't need him.
He needs a.
DirecTV is not offered with. ATT Uverse. Sorry.
Please use the streaming services I told you
NFL
about.
Network is on everything.
Man,
you just have to call him and say,
I'm telling you right now, if you are a man, guys, let me make this statement.
I'm going to call him today because I need to find out. Because they took it off of because they got in a contract dispute like 2 years ago and they said, oh, we don't offer it anymore.
Just go to Hulu. Cut your cable and go to Hulu.
No.
Hulu has every single game you can imagine.
Do they have MTV?
I don't know, Coach. You sure you can add it?
I mean, I need to know. Do they have freaking ABC and NBC?
Yeah, they have everything.
Dude, they have live TV?
You're
live
like my
TV.
Buddy Danny. Every game.
Oh, hey, Danny?
From Fort Lauderdale. Hey, what's you guys' password for ESPN Plus? Hey, and you guys have NFL Network? If you don't have NFL Network, ESPN Plus, ESPN.
I have ESPN Plus, don't worry.
And you're a man in America or the Virgin Territories? Hand over your man card.
Or woman.
Yeah, women watch.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, brief Google, you can find any of the streaming sites.
I don't trust any of that.
No, I'm not going to some bootleg ass thing that's going to infect Mm-mm. everything in my house with viruses.
Not
no
doing
cool.
that.
But if you get to watch a game?
Not cool. not really having my computer corrupted just because I want to watch the Vikings and Saints because I put the freaking Vikings in my eliminator and I had about 6 heart attacks and I'm so happy to advance. And then when the Packers were losing, I was like, oh my God. But I did have the stressful morning, and then the rest of the day I'm like, whew, I'm sitting pretty, baby. I'm already advanced.
Dude, I had a stressful morning too. That one, I was rooting for the Vikings just like you, and then it went to the Titans, and then it was just beautiful. I had +7. I pushed it to 7. So, I mean, the parlay was...
bought you some points.
Parlay was off and running because I wanted a little bit... I thought the morning was going to be a breeze. Holy hell, I didn't know I was going to be eating my eggs and bakey and be sweating it, which mm-hmm. I was. Then came the Titans game. I'm like, here we go. Titans are going to lose. And they just blew the doors off of it, so I was chill then.
First half, and then they all of a sudden was like, what the hell? I couldn't do anything in the second half.
Then we went final leg of the parlay. It was an amazing NFL Sunday.
Who was the final leg?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think. Filibuster for me, if you will.
So obviously he didn't win the parlay?
Yeah. No, we did. It was
USC?
+7 Titans, and then we went late game.
Sunday.
Eagles. And they rolled them. Yeah, so we were good.
Eagles.
Okay.
They rolled them.
Yeah, they did.
They
yeah.
did. Exactly. It was first half, they weren't, though.
No, they were down 14-0. It was like,
I don't like number 5 on here. I don't like the way you wrote it.
Why?
Do you believe in CTE?
Antonio Brown.
No, that's fine. I understand Antonio Brown, but do you believe in CTE? Yeah.
I mean,
I think there's enough research out there.
Saying it's case in point. I mean, this dude.
But why can't he just be nuts?
Well, and have you seen, listened to an
interview? You
he's
think
done?
Out of thousands of people, like, because I'm sure there are probably 1,000 people that have CTE out there and are not pulling their dick out in Dubai.
Man.
Like, what point are we going to say, like, there's CTE? Yes, absolutely. This is a real thing. We got that. But there are crazy people in this world. Like,
right, but he was never crazy. And people have traced this back to when he got hit by Vontaze Burfict.
I know people that knew him before all this crap went down, and they're like, he was something else.
There's a picture circulating of him at Central Michigan.
Why, you know people?
That I know one person that's told me he was something else.
Hey, yeah.
Who is this person that hung out with Antonio Brown that has – did you guys have any stories? Did he give you any stories, or did he just say he was crazy?
He didn't say that – he did anything, but they were always cautious around him because he was kind of a firecracker.
Then Antonio Brown comes out and says, oh, that woman stole my swimsuit. What? Like,
did you guys see the picture?
Yeah, but I mean,
blurred.
Coach, did you see the picture?
No.
Look it up, coach. It's impressive.
I mean,
it's blurry, but I mean, it's not blurry.
He's up in the air with it out of the water.
Coach,
like, I mean, he is in
it's in a
hotel
like
pool.
It's touching the ceiling, coach.
It's holding the ceiling up like this, so the building won't fall?
Yes. It's a stilt holding the roof up.
Like,
you know what I'm saying, though, about this whole CTE thing? Like,
who's the person that gave you the stories?
What?
Just like you don't want to reveal your source?
No, but what did they say about him?
That, what I just said.
That what?
Quote him again, please, so Ray can hear it.
Didn't want to be around him.
No, that they were very careful around him because he would just do crazy crap.
Did you see the Central Michigan picture of him?
No.
He's got like a gold set of grills on the bottom, and he's like smiling like a creeper, and they're like, oh, we should have known a while ago this guy's weird.
That's what I'm saying, but like, we're going to blame it all on head trauma?
Okay, then maybe it's not head trauma, and maybe just...
but that's the headline, though.
Okay, but then maybe Pittsburgh just kept it under wraps. For so long.
Guys, I'm telling you, the people that told me this was while he was playing at Pittsburgh. Yes, he's probably been like this in Central Michigan. He's been like this his whole life.
That's what I mean, is I'm saying that they kept it under wraps in Pittsburgh.
Well, no one's going to come out and say, hey, our starting receiver, who is awesome and we all love him, he's crazy.
Well, and Lunch, you're saying
say but that. No stories.
But
I mean,
you're
but,
saying,
but saying
CTE is crazy. CTE is issues with the brain, and
right? You do
crazy.
Stuff. You do stuff that you would not normally do. But like you start acting differently, and there was never stories of Antonio Brown putting his face in people's or his butt in people's face and whipping out his dick in a freaking pool.
How do you know?
Because they've never come out. You would hear other people going, "Oh yeah, he did this one time there. He did this one time there." I mean, when he's throwing the masseuse out and throwing things at the cops, and he's out there on his driveway. I mean. All this right. seems to be happening.
At Central Michigan, there wasn't social media. You realize now with Instagram, Twitter, pictures in Dubai, we would have had none of that.
And then he put the picture up of him and Giselle. Like, what?
This is a weird. This is, that video is weird, though. That Dubai video is weird.
Oh.
Everyone's laughing. The girl is even like laughing, and then she gets away. Like, it's just, I don't even know what the context of that video is.
You know what? You know why you laugh? Because you're uncomfortable.
No, no,
like,
no.
When someone makes a weird joke, you're just like,
But who's he there with? Is he by himself? Is he with them? Is he with the people?
Can you imagine if, like, you're a boy and you roll with him to Dubai?
No.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
who's going to do that? Nobody.
My question is, did he get out of Dubai? Like, do they arrest him? Like, do they, like, interview him? Or is it just like, ah, you know what I mean? He's a celebrity, so you can do that in Dubai? I don't know the rules of Dubai, but I would assume that you're not allowed to whip out your dick in the middle of a freaking swimming pool. I would just assume
Ask Ray.
Stop.
It's just, I'm just saying the video.
That's Vegas, man.
I'm just saying the video is weird.
I gotta see it.
The video isn't people going like, oh my gosh, look at Antonio Brown. Like, this is crazy.
But like, she is doing this.
Like, no. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the people shooting the video. Everyone's like, yeah, that's it. Antonio. Yeah. Oh, whoa. It's pulled out today. Hey, he's crazy.
He's drunk?
Laughing and everyone's laughing. No one in there is going like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Like, he's got his penis out. Everyone's laughing. It looks like everyone's having a good time.
What's the problem?
That's what I'm saying. Is there any context behind this video? Who are these people? Is it a random Holiday Inn where he's just rolling in by himself, takes off his robe, and, like, you know what I mean? There's no context behind this video.
Holiday Inn Dubai. Yeah, coach. I'm Holiday sure. Inn Express. They have a continental breakfast.
They probably... Come is on, Holiday La Quinta, then.
Okay, extended stay.
Sorry. All I know is Real Housewives of Dubai, they said they got to put $1,000 ice blocks in their pools because the pools get so warm during the summertime.
Badass.
So
that's pretty cool.
Maybe that water was uncomfortable, and that's why he took off his pants and pulled it out.
I mean, yes, you're right. There is no context, but I wouldn't, if it wasn't posted by the person saying, oh, this is weird, like, then you wouldn't know about it.
But
if it was,
the person shooting the video is not acting like it's weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The person shooting the video is, like, laughing. And he's probably 5 feet away from Antonio.
Well, they're probably doing money grab now. That's why they put it out and they're doing all this. Hey, Antonio, we won't press charges. We're going to put the video out. You give us money. In the moment, you ever seen somebody pull a snake out at a party?
No.
No, never seen that.
No, man. Never been to a party where they pull a snake out. What's that like?
Yeah, what kind of party is that?
I was trying to think. I mean,
have you ever been to a party where they pull a rabbit out of a hat?
Well, I mean,
no.
Have you seen been into a party where people skinny dip into a pool?
Yes.
Yeah, that's always funny.
Okay, and then?
What's the difference between that and what Antonio did?
Right, I know, but...
Right.
I don't know, that's what I'm saying.
Because there's, like, a woman there, and he's grabbing her by the neck.
Oh, he is?
Yes, but
and
she...
she's trying to...
She's not, though. She's laughing, and that's the whole thing. The whole scenario of the video is everyone's laughing.
Was he zapped?
And then she gets away.
Gets away?
Then she's just
swims
like...
Swims across the pool.
And then she swims across the pool, but she's still laughing.
Because I think you laugh because you're uncomfortable.
But does he know her? Did they go there together? Because if they're banging, that seems totally normal.
I would think that Antonio Brown would come out and say, that's my chick. Or the chick would come out when all these stories come out. Instead, he comes out and goes.
But has anyone said anything?
Yeah, Antonio Brown goes, you guys got it wrong. She stole my swimsuit. What? Like, there's no story. Like, she didn't say anything about stealing your swimsuit. Did not look like she was stealing your swimsuit.
What did she say?
She hadn't said anything, but even if she stole your swimsuit, why are you thrusting and putting your dick out in the middle of the air, like, leave it under the water? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, if she stole your swimsuit,
so what's the fact that he put his penis out of the water?
Yeah, you should have kept it underneath. Yeah. Somewhere.
Even if she stole the swimsuit, yeah, you don't put it up there so everybody can see. I feel like there is something going on. Maybe he's been crazy the whole time, but good grief, he is nuts.
I just don't know anything about it. It's just weird to me. The whole thing's weird.
Well, it's Dubai. I mean,
and then
people
did you,
go there
but,
to party.
What about him putting up the Giselle picture?
I never saw that.
It's a picture at the Super Bowl where he was hugging Giselle. What was his caption? What
he's like, put that on.
Put that on.
Or something like that. And I'm
if you guys have ever heard interviews with him, I mean, there's no complete thoughts. Sometimes you don't even know what the hell he's talking about. He's an interesting dude. If you get a second, listen to an interview that he did. Bob Menery did some with him.
Always back to Bob Menery.
Back to Bob Menery.
Hey,
okay.
Before you got in here, he was breaking down Bob Menery's life to Morgan number two, and Morgan number two was like, all right.
Cool.
He's like, dude, how cool is that? He does this, he does that. And she's like, all right. He's like, dude, Bob Menery, he's awesome.
Dude, this morning, Bob Menery woke up, and he goes to his chick, you want to go to San Francisco? She goes, why? He goes, NFL game there. We're going to bet it, and we're going to go to the game. Okay, cool. They're on the road to the airport. She doesn't even have clothes. You know, they just packed for a suitcase. And he goes, guys, any good hotels in San Francisco? I'm about to fly there without a hotel. Dude is insane.
Who's
bro.
Bob Menery?
He's the guy that does the voices.
He did Full Send, but then they broke up. He went on his own.
he does all the dirty videos of like sports plays, and he'll do a dirty commentary.
Coach, he looks like Billy. Coach, would you live this life? I know you like it, but there's no way in hell he'd be cool living that life.
No, because he doesn't have a house. I mean, he does, but he's never home. He'll just do flights. He goes Miami, Phoenix, Scottsdale, never really in Texas, San Francisco now, Martha's Vineyard. He's bouncing. He said he never likes to be in one place. So every day he flies to another place, films a podcast.
He's Ripper Magoo?
Yeah.
Who's Ripper Magoo?
Him.
Oh, yeah, he invented that little thing.
Oh, what is it?
Isn't that the beer thing?
Well, Zapped. It's all the same thing, but
Zapped.
He's the one that said, look at Dustin Johnson. Here he goes. He's about to putt this. Probably took a Ripper Magoo this morning. And then Dustin Johnson went after him because he was a coke accusation.
Oh. Yeah.
But then that created Ripper Magoo.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And you guys made fun of me because I picked Minnesota as a Super Bowl contender. And after watching the ESPN line yesterday as it bounced around the little ball, I don't know.
Couldn't watch the game.
I had to watch it on the freaking computer thing. I don't know who is good in the NFC besides the Eagles. Like, I do have no idea because the Packers aren't very good. The Vikings defense, I think their offense moves the ball, but their defense isn't very. I don't know who in the NFC is good.
Well, here's the thing.
Who is good?
I'm going to tell you who's good. And it's who you just said, the Eagles. Because if you're wanting to bet an MVP, you got your Josh Allens and your Patty Mahomes are three times your money. Six or seven times your money is Jalen Hurts. And he is going to lead that team to the playoffs. And the NFC is so bad, he's going to march right through and probably to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts is your MVP. And that's going to be the team that goes to the Super Bowl. So who you just said answered your question 5 seconds ago.
Yes.
Hang up and listen.
I said, besides the Eagles, who is good in the NFC?
Cowboys.
I mean, how
can't you put the Cowboys up there when they're playing with a backup quarterback and winning games?
The only problem, they have one good win. They beat the Bengals. That's the only good win.
But the Bengals suck.
Yeah, they just beat the Dolphins.
They were in the Super Bowl.
Tua died.
He did die.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
And he came back to life.
Yeah, he came back to life. He said just concussion, flew home with the team.
I'm telling you.
The coach said he was playing videos and Tua was laughing.
Yep.
Ugh.
Gross.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good, but come on. Let's not say the Bengals. I mean, yeah, they're defending.
Okay, so if they're not good, then you don't have a good win on your resume. Then the Cowboys haven't had one good win.
Oh, I agree. We're in an easy schedule streak. We talked about that.
Yeah, you've gotten lucky with the easy schedule. So I need to, for them to be,
but
their defense is legit. Their defense has been legit, but I think they've been playing weak opponents.
Sure, but who else is 3-1? The Giants.
They're not. The Giants aren't good either.
I understand.
God, the Giants aren't good.
But really, who is good in the NFC, like you said?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying. The Cowboys are winning games on a backup quarterback. Give it to the rest of the team. They're kicking ass right now. The rest of that team, that defense is kicking ass.
The defense is.
I mean, our fucking our receiving core of no-namers.
Dude,
they're picking up the slack.
You got Galley back.
Our broken offensive line. I mean, Cooper Rush has all the time in the world to complete a pass. This is great. So if Dak can come back and be as good as he's supposed to be, guys, the Cowboys will be the Eagles' biggest competitor. That's it.
I still think the 49ers can be good. I mean, we'll find out. They play the Rams tonight. This isn't the season. You know, like, oh, if they don't win tonight, their season's over or anything like that. But those two teams, I think, can be good.
Rams and Niners could be good, but we don't know yet.
Batter the Bucks.
The Bucks, they looked bad. Oh, they looked bad 2 weeks in a row.
Bucks? Who gives a buck, man?
Who gives a
but
buck?
But that's it. That's what I'm saying. That's the only ones I'm like, man, that's really it. I mean, eventually someone will get – I mean, we have a long season, but I look at the NFC, I'm just like – damn, the NFC, we thought it was bad, but it's been real bad.
Well, let me be real. Red Zone covers everybody. They've basically just put it on AFC. There's no touchdown scored in the NFC.
Yeah.
So, and guys, I put in some clips. Speaking of AFC, do you want to hear them?
Yeah, we'd love to.
Russell Wilson. So if you guys can ever think of when to play these clips, these are funny Russell Wilson clips. Here you go. They're commercials that he's been doing and crap.
Jeez. That is dangerous.
When he eats a sandwich or whatever that he's getting made fun of.
Jeez, that is dangerous.
And then have you heard his Unlimited thing where he was like trying to be a motivational speaker? He was trying to be...
You got
to
be unlimited. You know, you got to have a thought process of being unlimited.
What in the world?
Well, this is the stuff he's been blowing up for it because he's been doing these commercials. And then he did the Broncos Country.
Broncos Country, let's ride.
He's struggling, man.
Dude.
He doesn't know how to act.
Well,
he doesn't know how to act. He doesn't know how to be normal.
No.
And then here's an
example.
Like,
he is so polished at being the whatever his image he's tried to make.
Well, what if he's just socially awkward?
That could be.
And he's a talented quarterback, but he's just socially awkward.
I mean, can you be socially awkward and land Sierra?
That's a good point. I don't know.
I just don't see you being socially awkward.
Hey, Sierra could be a cleat chaser.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. And I don't think, you know what I'm saying? Like, to be with her, I don't know how awkward you can be. Like, Tim Tebow has this squeaky clean image, this persona, but he doesn't seem awkward at all.
He's not. I went to a party with him.
Who?
Tebow.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean.
He's not awkward.
That's what I mean. Like, Russell Wilson.
Well, what is it? Why are you comparing the two?
Because their images, like, I feel like the image of perfection.
Because they're both Christians?
Well, I don't know about Christians.
Abstinence.
I mean, that's the only thing that's the same about them, too.
Sexual
abstinence. No, they both act like they're just perfect. And Russell Wilson, I don't buy his whole... Like, I think
I don't think that they try to...
Well, they got their ass kicked, so he's not perfect win-loss record-wise.
That's true. I don't think they try to be perfect. Like, no one...
I just don't think that's the real Russell Wilson.
Okay, guys. Why don't you go take some time off and go try to find the real Russell Wilson?
You think it is? You think that's how he...
No. I don't care. I don't care if that's real. I don't think that anyone is real. Anyone in the spotlight, in the limelight, is not a real person.
That's deep.
I mean, you really can't be. Like the only people that, even like the meanest people, they're like, I'm a villain. They're not even real. They're nice in real life. But in the limelight, they're a villain.
Hold on. So you're telling me this
is deep. You're telling me Gronk isn't real?
You're telling me.
Well, how real is Gronk? You think Gronk gets, like, wasted still? No. Like, I'm sure Gronk's very chill, and when it's time to put the time to, you know, turn it on and get drunk and be the life of the party, yeah. But then when he's alone, he's like, oh, man, I'll just be quiet a little bit.
You're telling me everybody's wearing a mask?
When there's cameras on you, absolutely. Absolutely. Whether you turn it on or turn it off.
What about
be perfect, be mean, whatever.
When is the only time people take off their costumes?
When they're at home in their bedroom. That's it.
Wow.
Honey, let me take off my Superman costume. Dang.
Here I am.
So Antonio Brown, is he wearing a costume or that's actually him?
No, that's that. No, that's really him. Antonio Brown, what you see is what you get. That's him.
Oh, crap.
I mean, yeah. All right, Ray, you going to send us out with your little message?
Yeah, I have a message, but I wanted to give you a taste of Scott Hansen because you only get to hear Andrew Siciliano.
Oh, yeah.
This is my guy, and he's making fun of Aaron Judge.
Okay.
He's saying, hey, we're not doing cut-ins to Aaron Judge because Aaron Judge hasn't got a home run in seven games. One home run in seven.
He is stopped.
Let's go double box for the first time today. You'll notice that no pitcher is pitching around Aaron Judge in this double box. We have a double box with Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers.
That's my guy taking a shot at Aaron Judge. Do you like his energy?
Yeah. Was that early, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear him at 5 o'clock.
He goes a little bit tired.
Him and Siciliano at 5 o'clock are over.
I mean, it is pretty weak for pitchers to pitch around Aaron Judge. If you have nothing to play for, pitch to the damn guy.
I agree.
Like, just pitch to him. Like, all right, you don't have to groove it, but don't walk. I mean, intentionally, pretty much walk his ass. Like, get.
That's mean.
Pitch.
That's mean.
Pitch.
He's got 3 games left to try.
My cousin will be at 2 of them.
Break the clean record.
That sucks, man.
And those.
Give him a chance.
Right, give him a chance. But here's the thing. It's not even the record. So I don't understand why.
But it is for him. Like it is for him, and even if he is top, but, you know, 3
but,
home runs.
Right, it's top 3, but is it really worth cutting in?
American League record.
Is it really worth cutting in college football games for him to beat the American League record? So, like, if so-and-so is going to break the American League record for strikeouts in a year, like, look, whatever pitcher, are they going to cut into games? Like,
he's
no.
Up, he's look, up 4 times.
Look, I guarantee you that if Tiger is putting for something, whatever, like winning the Masters, they will cut in. If
no, they won't cut in. You'll just have to watch it on that channel.
No, what I'm saying is, like, if it's the Kentucky Derby and, like, literally last race and it's in the whatever, they would cut in for anything sports-related. A sports fan is a sports fan. Who cares that there's a little box of Aaron Judge batting, trying to beat a record? I think it's cool. I mean, shit, we watch freaking 8 games at once on Red Zone. Like, you know, a little box of someone winning some kind of record, I think is cool. What's the problem? It's not ruining your game.
It's not.
I mean, you listen to Peyton and Eli talk nothing while they're trying to play a football game.
Got him.
Like, what's the difference?
I'm saying if it was a legit record, like, I don't understand.
Don't hate on a record being broken.
But what record is being broken?
The American League
home run
record and the clean, drugless record.
And it matters to people because the ball's worth millions of dollars.
So that is what is interesting.
Yes.
Like, to me, like, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to break in for his home run record, are we breaking in for strikeout records, innings records, saves records? I mean,
if there was a no hitter happening, why not break into it?
They may on that.
They would not. If it's a Saturday of college football and there's a no hitter going on, they're not breaking into Clemson and Wake Forest in overtime to show the no hitter. They're not doing it.
Please do it, guys.
Please.
If you work at ESPN,
please do it.
And guys,
just shut all these people up.
We motivated people because I said, you know how we made fun of the Toronto people not jumping in the bullpen?
Yes.
And then I said, sometimes at some stadiums you can run into the center field if there's a bunch of green grass. Because, you know, in center field you have to have the hitter's eye.
Yeah.
So you can't have fans in center field, typically.
There's a certain section that's.
Okay, so Pujols just hit another home run and he hit it into the green where fans aren't allowed to go. So this one guy casually starts to go out into it, and another guy sprints past him and grabs 701 or whatever. He's like, dude, if you're going to pussyfoot around, I'm going to get it.
Wow.
He went alternate route and dove and got
hilarious.
It.
Yeah, my cousin is going tomorrow to the Rangers doubleheader, Aaron Judge, and him and his buddy are debating about gloves, no gloves. I said, you have to bring gloves. And they're also debating on.
You said no gloves.
No, I said only on a special home run like this. We've talked about this.
And a fishnet.
Yes. We said any other time it's not okay, but when you are in position to catch a home run that is a record, like to make money, a glove is okay.
It's just a record, though.
If it's a regular season game, no, you can't just like of a Wednesday in June and you're taking a glove to the outfield, can't do it.
Did he say he's there today?
No, he's there tomorrow.
Tell him to send us his seat number so we can highlight it. So then when we see the home run on TV, we'll know if it's near
okay.
His seat.
And then he said him and his buddy have been discussing like financial breakdown if one of them catches it. Is it whoever catches it gets money, winner take all? Or is it like, hey, we went together. I don't want to interfere with you catching it, so we'll split it. So they're having these discussions.
I would say a split would be fair.
What? Winner take all. But whoever catches it, catches it.
But here's the problem.
But let's be real. Chances of them catching it are slim to none.
Understand. But if it does come to them and you don't want to interfere with your buddy and cost both of you the ball, so if you have a financial agreement, so you stay in your space and you cover that space, I don't know. It's an interesting dilemma.
Just call it. Just do it like Little League.
I got it.
Wave them off.
And then you got to have your buddy protect you because everybody's going to be fighting you for that ball.
Will they? They'll fight you for the ball?
Hell yeah. You see $1 million sitting right there, what are you going to do? Just let it go?
Yeah.
Some guy was at the bottom of a pile one time and said he got his dick grabbed. I just made that up for the effect.
Oh.
Oh, well, okay.
Hey, give me that. Oh, he grabbed my dick.
Hey, what's up, cultures? Chris Mabe here, a.k.a. Pepsi Man. Was hoping I could give a shout-out to my boy, Alistair. It's his birthday. He's turning 3 on September 26th, and he loves running around the house saying, we are the 1, 2, 3 sore losers. Keep up the great work. The best sports podcast out there. Go Panthers. We finally got a win last week. As the Panthers say, keep pounding, boys. Chris.
The Panthers win this week?
No, that was last week. Oh, I missed the birthday.
They got pounded.
Pounded their ass.
Yeah.
So what's the good thing you were going
to
say?
Here you go. This is just a message I got. It's long, so I didn't even read it. I wanted to bring it to the podcast, so there could be bad stuff in it. But it's from Garrett Pierce. You guys ready?
Yeah. Yep.
Coaches for tomorrow's pod. Absolutely love the freaking show. Avid listener since day one and before, and have to listen to the little show before listening to the big show when possible. Just listen to the last pod about people not liking the gunshots, the I cheated and I got divorced jokes. But if you actually listen to those critics and tone them down, then you really don't know your diehard listeners and will make the show less entertaining. Noted. We love those one-liners and don't want to be listening to anything else when I clean the kitchen every night before bed. Lastly, you guys are way more funny when it's the three of you sore losers together than with one of you missing and backfilled with a female that prohibits the usual provocative talk we're used to hearing because there's a female presence and all you are married.
Gotta respect.
Love the show. Keep it up. Garrett from Bakersfield, California. There you go.
Garrett, I mean, I agree with you 100%.
No, at the beginning of the podcast, you guys wanted to tone it down. You guys were going to sit out more.
Oh, well, I still kind of want to do that. Oh. I love this list.
Shut up.
I think the list is amazing.
You will never see the list again.
Why not?
There will never be a list.
Did you not like the order of the list?
Sure. And I did. I loved it.
Me too.
I may be doing some analytics for tonight's game. I did the analytics with the NC basketball tournament, and I was undefeated when I let the computers determine the winner. I might get back to the analytics for tonight's game, and I'll put that on our Twitter, Sore Losers Podcast on Twitter. Lunch, over to you.
The Braves swept the Mets. Looks like they're going to win the division. As we said, the Mets were going to be the champions. You don't want to see them in a series. And all these Braves fans coming out of the woodworks. How do you like us now? What were you saying about us? Oh, guys, guess what? It's just the regular season.
Relax.
R-E-L-A-X. That Tomahawk The Braves are hot. They got hot.
When they do a pitching change late in the game, they turn the lights off. Everybody has their cell phones out, and they do the tomahawk chop.
Yep.
It's racist.
Oh.
So, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did away with the Indians. We did away with the Redskins, but the Braves are doing a tomahawk chop while a pitcher is leaving the game.
So does Florida State.
No, Florida State's different. I've done research on Florida State.
Oh.
Yes. The Seminole Tribe supports Florida State. That's the difference.
Didn't know that.
The Seminole Tribe has given Florida State their blessing because Florida State pays tribute and homage to the Seminoles.
There you go.
Because that is their native land.
So, yeah, Braves, I mean, you're going to win the division. All right. You know what? But it's not over. I'm not backing down. But I don't know. The Mets kind of went cold.
Yeah, trash cans win the World Series.
That's right.
We're moving our money over there. Verlander and McCullers coming back today.
So who do you have for tonight?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'll take the Niners. I don't know why the Niners.
Bucks.
No, the Niners give the Rams trouble.
Nothing finer than being a 49er.
No one likes Garoppolo, but I don't like Garoppolo.
Tonight I'm gonna order orange chicken.
But I don't know how. But damn,
Russians.
Garoppolo wins games, and I don't know how. I have no idea, but he's just wins.
And I feel Vegas knows something. You always got to know when something's up.
Yeah, when they're
why are the Rams getting points?
That's another great point.
So you almost have to lean to, if there's a weird line that doesn't make sense, mm-hmm. Vegas knows there's money coming in, and there's people know that
it's
Niners,
too obvious. Like it's too obvious. Oh, the Rams plus 1.5. I mean, geez, that's so.
Did you guys watch the Matt Stafford pizza commercial?
Yes, Little Caesars now the official pizza. Ah, pizza. Pizza. He's got it.
Yeah, he's like auditioning to be the pizza or whatever. Louder! Pizza. It's pretty funny.
It was really good. We should have that audio. I'm impressed you put audio in.
Yeah, good job, Coach. Guys, amazing work. The list, audio.
Enough with the list. The list is done. The list is dead. All right.
It's good stuff, guys.
We'll see you guys later.
All right, man.
Have a good Monday.
Oh, wait, one more thing on the list.
Any news on the convention?
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
13th through the 15th.
Coach, you're not even sure about that.
What hotel?
It's going to be in Las Vegas.
What date?
I just told you.
Yeah, but are you sure about that?
Yeah, I guarantee it.
MLK's birthday.
Ticket sales for this weekend.
Bat out of hell, Paris Hotel and Casino.
We need you.
I showed Ray before the thing.
Let me see it.
Oh, boy. Hold on.
Hey, guys, we need you, man. Like,
hold on.
Anyone, you're not doing anything Saturday? They're pretty cheap, huh?
I have no idea, man.
I would think the tickets are cheap.
That's a great question.
They got to be affordable.
I have no idea.
In
there's
Vegas?
500 left.
Here, you want the 7 p.m. or the 9:30 p.m.?
7:30.
Or 7.
7.
This looks bad on me.
No, it doesn't look bad on me. Where do you want?
Bat out of hell. Bat out of hell. Oh, that's better. Oh, shit. God, stop zooming out, Coach. This is not good. But see, this is what I don't understand. This is all sold out. This row right here, 70% of that row sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not even the front row. So the front row is still full.
No, that's it.
People don't want to sit that close to stage because of optics.
No. This is on the second level.
Well, you don't want to see people walking in front of you right here. Maybe the wall is too tall, so they want to sit here.
I mean, what would you say? 50 people? No, more than 50.
Yeah, maybe 75.
75 people. All right. Come on, Coach. You can do it. Let's go. Sore Losers Nation.
Have you ever thought of buying a couple tickets on your own? Make it look fuller?
Nope.
Remember, he's going to buy everyone's hotel room.
No, I didn't say I was going to buy everybody.
You said that.
I said I'd guarantee that people were going to be there.
No, you're going to put your own money down and buy them.
Oh.
So what you should do is
Coaches, I love the award-winning podcast. But with that said, I will not be going to see Lunch in Vegas. For the price of tickets, Lunchbox better be coming in the stands and putting my balls in his mouth. Drew from Oregon.
Does he want that?
Funny joke.
That's random.
I mean, are they that expensive?
Yeah, how much are they, Coach?
Yeah.
110. Oh my God. Coach, click on one of these. Click on one of these.
Up here?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
All I know is we looked at the cheapest show in Vegas and it was $65 a piece. So,
guys, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, so Drew from Morgan, that's not going to happen.
Hell, we couldn't even ride the gondolas for under $100.
If Drew paid $200 for you to put your balls, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't put his balls in my mouth.
Okay, no, your balls in his.
No, he said his balls in my mouth.
Why? It's so random.
And guys, picture it. You're at the craft
table. I'm not picturing. Oh.
No.
You're winning hundreds. Hundreds. You're on a heater. You're sucking down drinks left and right. You go and do a little dinner. What's a good place? What's your place?
Javier's.
You go to Javier's.
Gina Poblano.
Then,
or Best Bros. That's
then,
great.
For an hour and a half, you go to
Bat Out of Hell.
You got your chick sitting right next to you. She's playing pocket pool, you know, just getting you all revved up the whole time. Then afterwards, you go to Hakkasan.
Hold on. Back it up. Your chick ever do pocket pool with you?
No. But it was a fun thought, wasn't it?
That's never happened to me.
Happened to me in a movie one time with a chick.
She pocket pulled you.
Yeah, it was great.
And
it was great.
And actually, the answer is yes.
Lakeland Mall movie theater, just so you know.
Your wife pocket pulls you?
At the bar.
Like this weekend?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
Before he was married.
That's pretty amazing.
Coaches, I know someone who used to work at ESPN, and you're all right. The studio is right on the Hudson, but they use a camera outside the building and show a live feed as the screens behind them are windows. Same thing as the old Lebatard show. They used to shoot at the Clevelander in Miami. I'll hang up and listen. And that is from somebody.
Yeah. So they're still fake.
Well, no. They're showing a live feed of the
Hudson.
But
that's not the window, though. It's a screen.
Right, but the camera is outside filming the Hudson.
Okay.
So that makes me feel better.
Okay. It was half
but
real.
Eddie was right. It's a fake screen.
It's a fake screen.
All right.
But it's half real. Okay.
Oh, Texas State. Nice. They get 19 this weekend. Good God.
Against App.
Take App.
Hey, I told you to take UTSA.
Laura tells me. The reason the tailgate, let me just say this, for Friday didn't work out. I forgot. Baser doesn't get off work till 5, and the tailgate starts at 3 in the afternoon.
Well, the game was at 6, right?
That's what I'm
saying. 6:30 or something like that.
There was no way for us to make it there in time. And then she goes, hey, I bet MTSU, they're playing tonight. I knew UTSA was amazing. I was like, oh, don't do that. UTSA is really good. But she already placed the bet.
Yeah. And Nashville SC last night playing the last place, Houston Dynamo. All we got to do is win to guarantee a home playoff game. And we lose.
Damn you, kids.
God, it was great. It was fan appreciation night at the stadium, and they didn't appreciate us enough. They freaking lost.
Yeah, so. They appreciated the shareholders.
Yeah. So
next year, Coach.
No, we're going to still go to the playoffs. We just want to have a home playoff game, probably. Okay. Which,
well, they made money off you. The bus.
He has great seats.
No, I don't ride the bus anymore. I park in someone's backyard.
When he told us about the damn bus, I swear, I went to the stadium for the first time.
When?
When I went to the fairgrounds cow milking. I thought the stadium was in Franklin.
No, it's right here, Coach.
Why would you not park in a neighbor? Park at the radio station and walk or Uber or something.
Does he know how far the radio station is from that venue?
It's not that far. My house is further.
Well, oh, okay.
What?
There's a lot of things that are further.
But I can't believe you took a shuttle there. There's other options that you could have done instead of that damn shuttle.
No, because the shuttle was, I thought the shuttle was going to drop us off right at the front door.
You're right, though. It's in the middle of nowhere. You could park wherever.
Yeah, there's all kinds of
neighborhoods. There's nothing over there.
There are 35,000 people that fit in the stadium.
Yeah, but they're not all there.
On opening night?
There's probably 1,000.
I bet you can find an alley. That parking would worry me, though.
For sure it would worry
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
You wouldn't be able to enjoy the game, Coach.
All right. Happy Monday.
You too, Coach.
Hate all you guys. Nate, did we get everything on the list?
Who is this?
Did you get everything on the list? Can you check it? All right. Let's go.
What? Oh, sorry. Hey, who is that?
Good God. You don't act like you don't know what this podcast does.
Do you know this number?
He's on other ones.
Yeah. Wow, she got engaged?
Who is that? Who is it?
Let me see. I didn't even see it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.